We are with Reza St-Pierre. She's a musician, a DJ. How can we introduce you? How many titles?
I'm a music lover. I like music. I like radio. And I hear you guys are now on in the afternoon. You used to be on in the morning. Can't imagine that. 6 a.m. or something.
We used to get up 4:30 to, because I live in Woodstock. Maria lives in Kingston. And in order for us to get here, we had to get up early.
Oh, my Lord.
Or go to sleep early the night before, too. Right? But you tell us about what's happening. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm stopping by to mention about the O Positive Festival that's happening in Kingston this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's all kinds of music and art. They are putting artwork on the outside of buildings uptown Kingston. And they did it last year. And basically, it's doctors and musicians kind of exchanging between the two. Some doctors are donating their time to see Beautiful. Musicians with no health care. And the musicians are coming from all over. I think there might be something like, it looks like about 200 different bands and groups that are playing. So it's sort of an exchange without the money. So I think it says something like the art of medicine for the medicine of music, which
Sounds
is
wonderful.
A good
I like
cool
it.
Thing.
Yeah, because we were talking earlier about how sometimes, no matter how good the artists are, it's always hard for them to make a living. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's hard to get a medical insurance. Mm-hmm. But if they are able to exchange their art for some medical treatment, that's a wonderful concept and idea.
Well, I was really, you know, pleasantly surprised to hear about so many doctors, dentists, internists who love music, and it's almost like they were anxious to give back in that way, to take care of, you know, so many people play music, they don't even get paid, and you're there really enjoying it. Almost like the butterfly woman talking about, yeah. like, you know, being uplifted, and it's amazing how many doctors are taking part in this for the 3 days. opositivefestival.org. I think you can see the schedule and all the different venues.
And it's going to be not one day, not 2 days, but three days.
Yep. Friday.
What do we start with? What's the kickoff for Friday. The event?
They're having a parade uptown, and I'm sure if you just get up to Wall Street and Front Street, there's a gallery called the OO Gallery. It's near that Catskill art supply
store.
You can buy these sort of hospital wristbands for $25. It's a donation, and you can do everything all weekend. But if you just go uptown, there'll be this parade, and Lady Estrogen's leading it. There's this Gypsy Sky Band.
I just saw Lady Estrogen.
It's 5 p.m., people. We have to go to the news and our station ID, identify ourselves. But we'll come back because we want to know everything about this. How What about if I become a musician and then I get a free dental care or something?
Well, I already know the chord A and D and C, so maybe I get somewhere. maybe I exchange it for a massage or somewhere.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, some information for you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Lair from Germantown, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill. Hands-on and listener-supported radio.
Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties is working to connect local residents with timely, practical, and research-tested information to assist with flood recovery efforts. The following resources have been posted to our website and Facebook pages and are also available in printed form at our office at the Agroforestry Resource Center on Route 23 in ACRA and the Columbia County Extension Office on Route 66 in Hudson. Currently, the following fact sheets are available. Checking and disinfecting wells, septic systems after a flood, what to do if your home has been flooded, mold remediation in a home that has been flooded, food safety, both refrigerator and freezer issues, and dealing with food that has been saturated in a flood, and chainsaw safety for the homeowner. For more information, call Cornell Cooperative Extension of Greene County at 518-622-9820 or Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia County at